Across the UK on Wednesday morning, tens of thousands of teachers like Austin McHale decided not to go to school. Instead, they chose to strike, angry at the continued and bitter row with Education Secretary Michael Gove over pay and conditions. And the message was very clear.
Well, my message is just listen. It's as simple as that. I mean, he says he's in discussions with the unions. He says he can't understand why we're going on strike. In fact, what's happening is that he will not meet any of the representatives of the teachers personally at all. He simply issues orders.
In London, over 10,000 teachers took part in this demonstration.
We are primary school teachers, and working in primary school has just become a place that's just not fun to work in anymore. I've only been working 6 years, I'm considering stopping teaching already, and I'm only 28 years old.
Yeah. Teachers aren't even able to express themselves anymore because it's so regimented that we don't even get to express our own creativity, so how are we supposed to encourage that in children?
We need to have the children back in the centre of education. So much has gone away from what children need to learn.
The national strike was organised by the National Union of Teachers, the NUT. They called it a last resort after talks with the government failed to make any headway. They opposed plans to introduce performance-related pay, increase teachers' working hours and up the retirement age to 69. This strike has meant that hundreds of schools are closed and thousands more disrupted. The government has capitalised on this inconvenience and condemned the action.
It may be one day's inconvenience, and we appreciate that. No one really wants to go on strike. It's always a last resort. We're losing money as well. But you gain so much in the long run. I mean, if you want your children to be educated to the standard you expect, and you should expect from a state system, by qualified teachers who are rested, who are happy, who have the children's good at heart, then you must support the teachers in their struggle now.
Teachers here say that one day of disruption is better than the legacy of destruction that these changes will leave behind. And that's why they vow to strike again if the government doesn't take heed. Nargis Mualeri, Press TV, London.